if I'm getting this here. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. You were in 10 days in the Soviet Union. The dates quickly.
Okay. I was in the Soviet Union from September the 21st until the 1st of October.
And with whom did you meet?
Starting at the top level, I guess we'll say Keldysh, President Keldysh of the Soviet Academy of Sciences was out of the country in Bulgaria. So I met with Vinogradov, who is his academician, Vinogradov, who is the deputy chairman of the Academy of Sciences. Met with Boris Yegorov, the cosmonaut physician, and with Fyok Tistov, who is also one of the scientist cosmonauts. Spent a good deal of time with both of them, with Vasily Perin, and with Oleg Gazinko, who is the head of the Institute of Biomedical Problems. Also in Leningrad with academician Chernigovsky, who is on their Space Council and who heads the Pavlov Institute, Physiology Institute, and with academician Krebs, K-R-E-B-S, who heads the Institute for Evolutionary Physiology. I think those are the key individuals in the space program.
And where did you go, and what all did you see and discuss?
Okay, we went to, we were in Moscow for 3 days. We were then in Leningrad for 3 days, and then in Tbilisi in Georgia for 2 days, and then back in Moscow for a day and a half. And at each of these places, we visited the institutes under the Academy of Sciences. In Moscow, this was the Institute for Biomedical Problems, and several special laboratories that were established by that institute, one in particular which cosmonaut Yegorov is in charge of, which is charged with all of the activities of investigating the changes that have been identified thus far as due to weightlessness, such as loss of calcium, loss of blood volume, the exercise capacity decrements, and things of this sort. He's doing a great deal of animal work and some human experimentation with bed rest studies and things of this sort. We also talked with the people at the Academy of Sciences there about particular problems, and we had one meeting where they brought in people in each of the areas in which I was interested and had some particular concern, like bioinstrumentation, life support systems, food, water, and waste, and special illnesses, pre- and post-flight and in-flight. Each of these areas, there was somebody who was involved in that we could have a discussion with, and we had some very interesting discussions in this regard. The Institute for Biomedical Problems has people who function to help the direct support of the manned space flights. They work in laboratories, but they then work also in their activities with the control center and things of this sort, much as we do here in our own facility. I went through their food laboratory, went through all of their food preparations for space, and interestingly enough, one of the things they're doing is quite different from what we are. They're sort of going a different direction than we are in food, in that they have been using more natural foods all along, including caviar, of course, and now they are going toward the freeze-dried foods for a long-duration flight. And we've been using freeze-dried foods, and we're going toward more natural foods because we're getting more crew acceptance that way. But, of course, for long-duration flight, you're not going to be able to use natural foods, and so you have to go to some of these other methods. Then in Leningrad, we visited the Pavlov Institute, which is headed by Chernigovsky, and the Institute for Evolutionary Biology, which is headed by Krebs. And there are two laboratories in particular here that have a tie back to the Institute of Biomedical Problems because they are doing special work for the support of the manned spaceflight program. One of them is concerned with fluid and electrolyte balance, which is one of the particular problems with long-duration spaceflight. Another is concerned with the behavioral problems of long-duration spaceflight and with the changes in cerebral circulation and performance measures even in flights of the duration that they have done thus far, and some of their animal flights. And in Tbilisi, we visited the Institute of Physiology in Tbilisi, which is mainly a basic physiology laboratory. They are doing some vestibular work, which is related to their space program, but the bulk of their work at that institute appeared to me to be basic work and could not be directly related. You know, it as any physiology could be related to the space program, but it was really basic physiologic investigation. And I think that we were terribly fortunate to get to talk to large numbers of people, not only at the academician level, but we were able to meet people outside this level too. One particular time, I think, which was extremely enjoyable to us in the Soviet Union, was a time in Tbilisi and a visit to the mountainous area where we went through some of the grape vineyards and spent a day because it was a Sunday, and the head of the lab had set up to have us spend the day out in the country with the people. And this was very, very interesting to us, and the tremendous response of these people, even in areas like this, to what had happened on Apollo 11 was a real joyful thing to us.
Apparently you had an extremely wide and open exchange of scientific information.
Yes, I think that this was really a good step a good first step in the right direction of trying to exchange data and realizing that it's necessary for us to set some method by where we can go to each other's facilities and participate in the activity. And they were very, very open and direct with me, and I hope this is the beginning of a lot of exchanges of this type.
Thank you very much, Dr. Charles Berry, Director of Medical Operations for the Manned Spacecraft Center. This is Rhett Turner in Houston.
I'll put a sign on.